VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The assault on the last patch of land claimed by the Islamic State terror group's caliphate in Syria slowed as it entered its third full day, with U.S.-backed forces announcing a delay because of the presence of civilians, many of whom were being used as human shields. A spokesman did not say what was being done. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces did not say what was being done to get the civilians out of the village of Baghouz and out of harm's way. Although he warned the reprieve from the fighting would not last long, he said, "We assert that the battle to retake the last ISIS holdout is going to be over soon." President Trump says the reason he canceled large-scale springtime military drills with South Korea is to save hundreds of millions of dollars that the U.S. is never reimbursed. In a tweet on Sunday, he said, "That was my position long before I became president. Reducing tensions with North Korea at this time is a good game." Pentagon officials say instead of the massive war games, the U.S. and South Korea will hold a series of small-scale exercises. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton said on some morning talk shows on Sunday that last week's summit between Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un was not a failure, even though talks fell apart with no agreements.
The president kept saying, take what he called the big deal, denuclearization, make the decision, give up the nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, give up the ballistic missiles.
Bolton on Fox News Sunday, he said that Kim was willing to make a very limited concession to dismantle its Yongbyon nuclear weapons complex in exchange for substantial sanctions relief. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the Venezuelan people to take to the streets on Monday to coincide with his planned return after touring Latin American allies. He also said on Twitter, "I'm announcing my return to the country. I'm calling on the Venezuelan people to mobilize all over the country tomorrow at 11 a.m. He's expected to reach Caracas on Monday. On Sunday, he left the Ecuadorian coastal town of Salinas aboard an Ecuadorian Air Force plane after meeting with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno. Guaido has said he expects to be arrested upon his return to Caracas. The longtime Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika said Sunday he would not serve a full term if elected in April, re-elected in April, as protests against his intention to run for another term, which would be his fifth, continued. His campaign manager said the president would call for new elections within a year if he won a fifth term. Anti-government protests continued in Algeria Sunday as Bouteflika faced a midnight deadline to formally declare his candidacy for a fifth term as president. Afghanistan has given $1 million to the main UN program for Palestinian refugees. AP correspondent Zariah Shakli reports.
Afghanistan's ambassador to Turkey presented the donation to the commissioner of the UN Relief and Works Agency in an Istanbul ceremony. Turkey's foreign minister, who hosted the meeting, congratulated Afghanistan for the donation. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said that despite the hardships suffered by the Afghan people, their country has shown the most beautiful example of international brotherhood with this noble act. Last August, the Trump administration announced it was cutting U.S. funding for the agency. I'm Zariah Shakili.
SpaceX's new crew capsule has arrived at the International Space Station. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We can confirm hard capture is complete.
And with that, SpaceX's Dragon capsule became the first American-made, designed-for-crew spacecraft to pull up to the International Space Station in 8 years. Dragon docked autonomously instead of relying on the station's robot arm for help.
Right, you are good to proceed.
2 hours later, the hatch swung open and the astronauts, wearing oxygen masks and hoods, floated inside to take air samples.
We recommend that you set up the detectors.
If the six-day demo continues to go well, SpaceX could launch two astronauts this summer. Dragon will remain at the space station until Friday when it undocks and aims for a splashdown in the Atlantic. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.